Good morning, humanity! Or perhaps it's afternoon, evening, or the night, wherever you might be. And we are broadcasting from a very rainy epicenter right here in Auroville in southern Tamil Nadu in India. So it is raining outside. It's been one of those days where I couldn't find my house keys. I couldn't find my motorcycle keys. I found my motorcycle keys. Neither of my motorcycles started, so I rode my bicycle here. But I am here. So my name is Fifth. I'm your hostess with the mostest and also the co-founder of Medi Clown Academy, creating a happy, healthy India for all. After all, India knows love. And today is a day of celebrations. Actually, every day is a day of celebrations. And today we honor two very, very special people on the anniversary of their birth. And we also honor their mummies who carried them for 9 months and nurtured them into becoming the incredible men that they are. So both men had brilliant ideas and brilliant dreams. Actually had and still have, and they acted upon them, and they have touched the lives of thousands, and in some cases with the second, he has touched the lives of millions and has become a hero in India. Now the first one, who is my personal hero, and someone very dear to me, is Hamish, my husband. He was born in Oxford in 1952, because his dad was at Oxford training to become a doctor, and obviously studying medicine there. Now, almost 50 years prior to that, in 1904, in Paris, J.R.D. Tata made his grand appearance into the world. His mother was French, his father was Indian. Now, let me go back to Hamish for a minute. As an actor, writer, and musician, and a medical clown, I trained him. Hamish has delighted audiences everywhere he goes, and he continues to live his dream. And right now, over in Canada, he is prepping for his one-man show that he will tour again across Canada, the States, and over in Europe. He calls it My Autopsy, his spiritual self-evisceration. It's wonderful. I love it. I've directed it a couple of times, but now he has another director because I'm here. But anyway, so, and now let's flip over to J.R.D. Tata. He was a man who piloted ideas and he piloted dreams, and those dreams and those ideas just, they took off. They took off. He became the first man, well, actually the first person ever in India to have his commercial license. He started the first cancer hospital in Mumbai, which was Bombay then, and became the first cancer hospital in all of Asia. I won't go into all the incredible achievements that he has had, but I do want to share a couple of stories that really, really deeply touched my heart. So let's go back to 1974, and there was an advertisement for Tata's. And it said in small print, lady candidates need not apply. Excuse me. Lady candidates need not apply. And Sudha Murthy, who was just out of college at that point, sorry about that, was outraged. She was so outraged that she wrote to Mr. Tata protesting gender discrimination. Hey, good for her, right? Not only did she get the interview, you got it. She got the job, and she became the first female engineer at Tata. She followed her dream. Now, there was another great writer, Kipling, and one of the words that he wrote was, one of the words that he said was, walking with kings, yet not losing the common touch. And that's exactly what both these men, Hamish and Mr. Tata, have done. They can sit and enjoy with incredible, powerful, influential men. And at the same time, they can sit with someone who is does the gardening or is a furnace worker. Now, I want to quote from the website, from the Tata website. The world has moved from EQ, emotional quotient, to SQ, which is spiritual quotient. It is our highest form of intelligence, of which emotions are only a part of. In the last two decades, neuroscientists have identified an area of the brain that wakes up. Hello, good morning. That's not part of the website. That's me. And functions when we work on things that really, really matter. Our very purpose in life, the values that we follow, and the ability to rise from pain, from failure, without cynicism, and flip to plan B when the original idea is blocked. And that is the greater good. So when we do that, guess what? We give rise to incredible, incredible things. And then the world of spiritual intelligence encompasses everything and we see our great potential. Now, Mr. Tata became India's first commercial pilot. So let's sing happy birthday to them. Are you with me, Stefano? Stefano is going, yes, okay, I'm with you. Okay, so now we are going to sing, except we're not going to sing the words. We're going to do it in laughter. So it's going to be ha, 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 ha. Are you ready for this? And then after that, we are going to honor him by doing airplane laughter. You with me? And we might take a little dip because while Hamish is over in Canada, I'm here in India. So, and I want to see my guy, okay? Ready? We're going to sing. And you out there, please join us and enjoy singing happy birthday to ha, ha. One, two, three. Ha, 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 faster. Ha, 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 absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Stefano. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now we are going to do airplane laughter. And one of the reasons we're going to do airplane laughter is obviously because he started the airplane industry here. And also today, we have the first batch of 5 Rafale jets to land in India. There's going to be 36 of them altogether, but the first 5 are landing today. So everyone, I want you to get safely into a plane. Okay, you're on the plane. And I know you can't see my waist, but let's first of all, ladies and gentlemen, kindly put on your seatbelts. And as we put on our seatbelts, we're going to click them together and we're going to laugh. So it's just going to be and then you realize that you had a little too much to eat and it's pinching the little fat belly. And you're going to go, oh! And ladies and gentlemen, when the oxygen mask comes down, not that we're going to crash, but just in case, we always have to go to plan B. So grab your oxygen mask and you're going to go, take a deep breath in. Get your oxygen mask. Go. Yeah, I've lost you, Stefano. And use the other arm. And reach for all the masks and go. And now if we have to exit the plane, you have to go to the front. So it's to the side. To the back. To the side. To the front. To the side. And to the back. And to the side. And now the door is open and we're going to slide all the way down. Ready? And we're going to go, whee! 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 body of water, and we're just going to swim over to see Hamish is just, oh my goodness. We had a little pit stop. We have landed in Hawaii. And we see these hula dancers, and they're coming, and I want everyone, I'm going to stand up for a little bit if I can. You're going to stand up, and you're going to just put your little skirt on. Woo! And as you put your little hula skirt on, I'm going to sit back down, but you stand up. We're going to do the hula dance, and it's going to go, aloha! You with me there, Stefano? One, two, three. Aloha! Hello? 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 And last two times, hello? Hello? That was so good. One more time. Hello? Hello? And oh my goodness! Guess what? It's a magical world. And Hamish is right there, right there. And I see him and I give him a huge hug. Everyone just give yourselves a big hug. And I go, oh my goodness. And there on his birthday cake are 68 candles. He's 68. Who would have ever thought? 68 years old. So now we're going to take a deep breath in. This is the pranayama part of the laughter yoga. You're going to take a deep breath in and we're going to blow out those candles. Are you ready? Oh. There are still candles left lit. So take a deep breath in. There's still one candle left that's burning. That one candle isn't going out. That's because I'm the only love of his life. One last breath in. Exhale. And there you go. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can celebrate birthdays. We can honor people that are above, around, all over. And as I mentioned, Hamish is a writer and a poet, a performer, and this is his book that I'm going to read from. It's called Light in Darkness, and these are all his original photographs and his original poetry. I don't know if you can see that. Whoops, there's a microphone. We'll get that in. I took that photo of him leaping for joy on the beach. And here's his poem. It's called Yes. So yes is a powerful utterance. It melts ice and hearts. It blossoms butterflies. It flowers flowers, streams streams, and suns suns. It flexifies all possibilities, opening arms and hands and throats to sing all wholesome yes songs. It mediates intractable positions so we can move and leap and fly from here to there to every yes. Yes is the morning star. Yes can be heard from afar. And yes is the yes of all yeses beyond form or space or time. Less yes, timeless yes. And when I sit and say yes, when I stand and say yes, and when I sleep and wake and say yes, it's indiscriminate generous yes. I dwell, I move, I laugh, I dream, I even cry in yes. Such blessed, blessed yes. And so, my dear friends, Stefano, and our beautiful camera operator that's here right now that will remain anonymous by his choice. Follow your dreams. Follow your passions. Quit that job. And know that the universe will take care of you. And follow your dreams to the heights of the universe, just like Hamish and just like Mr. Tata. And share your dreams with us below in the chat box below, in the comments below. And let's support each other. Below, you're also going to see some sites so that you can see the other amazing accomplishments of Mr. Tata. So thank you all. And we're going to end with just laughter for the universe, for everyone celebrating birthdays today.